Hello, I'm Lina Hmudu. Welcome to Health Chat. On the program today, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic. Vaccines against COVID-19 are being rolled out globally. Amid a global shortage of the vaccines, the World Health Organization Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization is calling for healthcare workers and the most vulnerable 20% of people in every country to receive COVID-19 jabs before broadening immunization programs to other populations. Meanwhile, American pharmaceutical and biotechnology company Moderna says its current coronavirus vaccine appears to work against the two highly transmissible strains found in the UK and South Africa. Take a listen.
The U.S. biotechnology firm Moderna has announced that lab studies show its COVID-19 vaccine remains effective against variants of the coronavirus, first identified in the United Kingdom and South Africa. The emergence of highly contagious variants to the SARS-CoV-2 virus has triggered concern about their impact on the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, even as countries begin to accelerate their immunization programs. Although viruses mutate constantly, scientists are concerned about the mutations discovered in Britain and South Africa because they are believed to be capable of altering key functions of the virus. Moderna says a two-dose regimen of its COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be protective against the emerging strains detected to date. Dr. Peter Hotez is Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College in Houston, Texas.
My understanding of the Moderna findings is that the virus-neutralizing antibodies to the original vaccine do cross-neutralize both the UK and the South African variant, but that the level of neutralization is down around sixfold for the South African one. Because the level of virus neutralizing antibody is still quite high, that sixfold reduction should not interfere with protection, although potentially it could cause a slight reduction. And for that reason, if the consideration is to give a third boost, a third immunization anyway, you might want to go with the South African form.
Moderna says it's taking the precaution of testing a possible booster dose against the strain discovered in South Africa.
There is a possibility, even a likelihood, at some point down the line, we'll need a third immunization, a booster. And that's true for the Moderna vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. It could be true of any of the adenovirus vaccine, maybe our vaccine. So the possibility of a third booster has always been in play.
Meanwhile, the Pasteur Institute in France said Monday it is ending development of the vaccine with the U.S. pharmaceutical company Merck after its clinical trial results proved disappointing. Data from Johns Hopkins University show that since it emerged in late 2019, COVID-19 has killed more than 2.1 million people worldwide, with over 99 million cases registered. In Africa, the virus has infected more than 3.4 million, with nearly 3 million people recovering, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Linor Mudu, VOA News, Washington.
Vaccine hesitancy or vaccine skepticism remains an important challenge around the world. But for some people who received the COVID-19 vaccine, getting the shot was not a hard decision to make. I spoke to James Horton, retired public school teacher who received the COVID vaccine. He shares his experience.
James Horton, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome. It's good to be with you.
You are received the COVID vaccine not long ago, and countries are deploying vaccinations around the world. The United States started a few weeks back. You are one of the first groups of people who received vaccine in the United States. Can you tell us, first and foremost, about this pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, and how you've lived it?
Well, in terms of the pandemic itself, it's been, I think, one of the scariest things I've ever felt in my life. I just turned 70 years old a couple weeks ago. I've really tuned into a lot of the public TV in terms of the news hour, and I gather a lot of my information from the news hour every night. I've been very distraught over it. since it first hit, certainly. It's very frightening.
So you've seen the devastation of COVID-19. You've seen it in the news. You experience it with people that you've known. Today, there is a vaccine that has come out, and you were one of the first groups of people, as I mentioned earlier, who took the vaccine. So talk to us about that decision, because there have been a lot of hesitancy around the COVID vaccine. So was it, first of all, something you were looking forward to?
Absolutely. In spite of the political upheaval over the past year over COVID and the rollout of the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, I do trust the science. And I felt, you know, observing Dr. Anthony Fauci engendered a lot of confidence from me anyway, in terms of how the vaccines were being developed. I know that it's a new technology that hasn't been used before, I don't think, with the messenger RNA. I've, in my former career as a prevention specialist, working with teenagers around all sorts of teen issues and trying to prevent them and from leading an unhealthy lifestyle and lead a healthy lifestyle. And I try to follow my own career, I guess, in terms of preventing things for myself. And I trust the vaccine. I can't say that I wasn't a little bit nervous a week ago tomorrow. So I've had the vaccine for 6 days now. I had it administered a week last Wednesday. But I was confident, and I felt very blessed that I was able to actually get a shot, and am looking forward to the booster on February 3rd. I didn't have a great deal of hesitancy. I know some people do. I kind of think back to when I was a young child and they rolled out the polio vaccine. I don't think my parents were questioning the vaccine too much. They were probably most concerned about protecting me. And I feel the same way today. I try to do the best to stay healthy, and I think this is one way to do it.
Which vaccine did you take? Because there's more than one vaccine.
Yeah, I had the Pfizer vaccine, and one of the people who greeted me up there said, "Well, you're getting the high test." I think it's the way he described it. And so, as I was approaching the vaccine site, I didn't know which of the two vaccines that are available I was going to receive. But the efficacy of both seems very good, so I wasn't overly concerned.
Did they talk to you about side effects, and did you have any?
I've read a lot about the side effects. One of the questions that I was asked 3 to 4 times when I was actually at the site where I did receive the shot was, do you have any allergies? I think that was asked to me 4 different times, and fortunately I don't. You know, after the shot, I had to drive almost 100 miles to get the shot, and I was driving home and I felt fine. I had a little bit of a sore arm the next day, but very little. Actually, less of a sore arm than when I had the Shingrix vaccine about a year ago. I felt fine.
And what did they tell you in terms of the immunity? When does it kick in, and how long will it last?
They didn't really say much about that. I think they were more interested, if you will, for lack of a better word, of actually giving the shot. But I've studied this quite a bit, and I know.
So, what do you know about it?
What I know about it is I have to have the second shot, which I already do, and then immunity 2 weeks after the final shot. This is my understanding, anyway, that the immunity from the shots is at the where you want to be. For that, you know, I that's my understanding, but I will definitely continue to, read about it, study it, and gain as much information as I can about it. But that's my understanding as of today.
So as someone who has been immunized, are you expected to still wear a mask when you go out?
Yeah, I'm not going to change my behavior at all, actually, after the second inoculation. I want to be a model of what to do. I feel like, unfortunately, mask wearing has been controversial. I've worn a mask since this first started, whenever I was out in public. I just feel it's our responsibility to protect ourselves, number one, but number two, to protect others. So I won't change any of my behaviors until I'm totally confident that this is behind us.
Are you encouraging your family or your friends to take it, or is anybody taking the vaccine or have decided to take the vaccine after your experience?
Interestingly enough, my mother is turning, as I mentioned earlier, 4 days. Wow. And she just got the vaccine yesterday for the first time. She lives in an assisted living facility. And she was a little bit, she was weighing the pros and cons. And my two brothers and I spoke with her. And, you know, for her safety and for all of our safety, we encouraged her to get it. And she did. So I'm very proud of her for doing that.
So what would you say to those who are still hesitant to take the vaccine?
I would say that that it works, not to be afraid of it. I know it's easier said than done, not to be fearful of it. I guess most importantly, I do trust the science. I think we're amazingly blessed in this country to have, and other countries who helped develop the vaccine, to have talented scientists who are really smart people. And I trust that they have developed these vaccines, and it's for our own good. I think we're just very, very fortunate. And I hope that by myself and others speaking out to it, that they can demonstrate to others that it's safe and effective.
Okay. Any major takeaway for you from this entire experience?
You mean the entire experience of COVID from
COVID or the vaccine, whatever you want to kind of summarize this with?
I think it's been a surreal experience for all of us, and certainly, understandably so. But I'm by nature a pretty hopeful person. And I'm hopeful that, that people will take this even more seriously than some have up to this point, and that everyone will get vaccinated so we can all feel protected, feel safe, and develop some semblance of normalcy.
That was retired public school teacher James Horton sharing his experience as a recipient of a COVID-19 vaccine. It is time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Health Chat. As South Africa braces itself to receive its first batch of 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in a matter of days, authorities have expressed worries on growing vaccine myths, fearing this may scare citizens from taking the vaccine. Talks about the vaccine being the biblical mark of the beast, a product of 5G brought in to depopulate the world and having potential to change people's DNA, have increased as the country prepares to receive its first batch of the vaccine. Experts have dismissed the talks as fake news, and the government has vowed to start a pro-vaccine campaign to dispel the myths. Reporter Tuso Kumalo has the story.
The Department of Health is adamant that the first batch of vaccine will be in South Africa by the end of the month and ready for rollout. Zweli Mkhize is the Minister of Health.
We're still on course because the issue was to target January. We haven't got any reason to worry about that change. So as soon as the vaccines come, we will then start the vaccination program in February. We're anticipating 1 million vials. And then next month, we'll be expecting another 500,000.
However, the news has been met by myths. Some say the vaccine is the biblical mark of the beast and a ploy by the devil to capture citizens. Others allege it is a product of 5G technology, allegedly aimed to depopulate the world. Some claim it has the potential to change people's DNA, and still others have described it as an injection of death. As a result, some like Thandeka Phakathi want nothing to do with the vaccine.
Personally, I will not be taking the vaccine because of the myths around the whole thing. Currently, there are rumors that people are dying after taking the vaccine, and there are other rumors saying that there will be chips inserted in our systems. So at the current moment, I will not be taking the vaccine unless it has been run through the members of the parliament first.
Others like Bongani Mabasa are rejecting the myths.
I don't believe if you take the vaccine you have side effects or you start to be sick or you'll be eliminated. I do not believe that. And it's something that I'll never believe. I don't believe that our government will use something as a vaccine to eliminate its people.
Shabri Madi, professor of vaccinology at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, attributes the myth to lack of knowledge.
COVID-19 is going to be with us for decades still. What vaccines are able to do is hopefully they're able to actually prevent the type of resurgences that we're experiencing. Immediately, in the immediate future, trying to protect people from dying from COVID, and then in a more medium term, to try to prevent this type of resurgences by having a large enough percentage of the population that eventually develop immunity.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government is worried by these myths.
We need to build broad acceptance amongst our people of the vaccine program and to vigorously tackle misinformation and misunderstanding, ensuring that we speak accurately, basing our pronouncements on facts, on science, and medical evidence.
Under the government rollout plan, health workers will be the first to get the vaccine, followed by essential workers, the elderly, and those with pre-existing health conditions. The rest of the population will come last. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Now, Dr. Mary Bender is an internal medicine specialist in Boston, Massachusetts. She received the COVID-19 vaccine and says it was important for her to do so.
I think that the vaccines are a godsend, considering the pandemic and the disastrous deaths from it worldwide. We're also seeing a lot of variants now coming up, which are spreading faster, and that's really a concern, and it should be to the entire society. I think United States now is up to 3,000 deaths a day, which is devastating. To have a vaccine that can possibly create herd immunity and prevent this virus from attacking us is amazing. And it's a novel virus with an RNA as one of the backbone of the vaccine. So I think it's very encouraging.
So for someone like you who is in the medical field, we know that usually vaccine takes time to develop, sometimes up to 10 years, sometimes even longer, sometimes less than 10 years, of course. What are your thoughts in terms of the way this vaccine has been developed, what some people consider to be rash, and its safety?
I think the population needs to understand that RNA work has been ongoing for years and years and years. And the scientists already had that background knowledge of what the technology can do. So that when the coronavirus epidemic came in, they had the background information to now produce a vaccine. The fact that it's here sooner than what's been in the past is actually commendable, that they've been able to rally to the occasion, they've been able to come up with a solution and possibly prevent so much death in this world is amazing. I think they had perfected the technique and also the urgency of trying to come up with a treatment or a prevention for that matter enabled them to work on it faster. People have a misperception of what this means. Just because it came out faster doesn't mean that it's no good. We have better technology. We have a lot of scientists now. The world has rallied to come up with an intervention, and I think all combined has led to a faster production of the vaccine, which is badly needed.
So this may be like an obvious answer, but why did you decide to get vaccinated?
Oh, for many reasons. I've seen such mortality as a physician, as a family member, as a friend. I've lost friends. And in order for me to even be able to render any intervention or assistance, I felt better protected by getting the vaccine. And I also feel like I am possibly a person that can also spread the virus if I'm not vaccinated. So I'm in a position to prevent other people from getting the virus and also to intervene as far as my knowledge and expertise in assisting with the care of those who do. And being comfortable doing that, those healthcare workers and frontliners who are not vaccinated are at a tremendous risk for infection, and we've seen so many of them die because of being at work. So all those have really encouraged me to do the right thing. I've also read about the vaccinations, and I'm well-versed with what they can do. And most of the misperceptions and the propaganda out there is not exactly what it is.
What vaccine did you take? Did you have a choice, given that there is more than one vaccine? And what were the steps?
Well, I took Pfizer. Did I have a choice? They didn't ask, and I didn't really care whichever one I got, because both of them are efficacious enough that saying no to one of them would have been just unfortunate. So I was offered Pfizer, and I took Pfizer. And basically, we went in and were registered. And then we were vaccinated. And then you had to wait 15 minutes before you left the premise to make sure that you didn't have any side effects or reactions during that time.
So the Pfizer vaccine has two different steps, meaning like you take one shot and then you have to take a follow-up. Did you do that?
Yes. I took the first one, and then I was given an appointment to come back in 21 days to take the second one.
Okay. Did you see any type of side effects or any reactions afterwards?
I did not. The first one, nothing, not even arm ache. The second one, my arm ached a little bit. It was even less painful than the flu vaccine. Now, the Moderna vaccine, it takes 28 days to get your second shot.
What do you tell people that are skeptical?
Our experience to date with the coronavirus is that it's dangerous, it's highly infectious, and the mortality is high. So when you do not take a vaccine that might prevent all this, I think you're making a big mistake, one. Secondly, the vaccine, this particular vaccine is made out of RNA. So it's not going to give you the coronavirus, which is what most people have understood, that when you take the vaccine, they inject coronavirus into you. Secondly, when that RNA goes in and attacks the protein, it does not enter the cells. So you do not have the possibility of that vaccine really damaging your cell structure or changing the genetics of who you are. And people need to understand that that is a conspiracy theory that's not proven in the scientific world. You will not get any effects from this. You can certainly get a lot of side effects from the vaccine, you know, and some people have. Some people have had even worse side effects. I mean, usually you get aches and high temperatures and headaches and so forth. People have claimed that they got Bell's palsy from it. But Bell's palsy, the study showed that it's just the same percentage as the normal population. So when you look at the benefits of the vaccine, it certainly outweighs getting the coronavirus. And the side effects are tolerable and they are temporary. They go away. Sometimes it might be a long duration, but they go away. So I encourage everybody to get this vaccine. We've had so many vaccines in the past. We had TB, polio, measles. I mean, we've gotten all of them. Otherwise, I think the world's mortality is going to be continuously high.
When you took the vaccine, what did they tell you in terms of how long before the immunity kicks in and how long the immunity will last?
So I don't think they relay that information. When I took my vaccine, that information wasn't mentioned to me specifically, but I've read and I'm very well aware that it takes at least 1 to 2 weeks for immunity to really develop after your second vaccination. And as to whether we're going to need another vaccination, it's still up in the air because this is the first time they've given the vaccine and the research is still out there, as well as probably data from all of us that have taken it to see if we'll need a booster. It might be that we might need another vaccine in the fall. It might be that we've gotten so much immunity that it doesn't matter. With these mutations now coming up, we don't know what virus we're going to get in the end. Will we get one that's very weak, or will we get one that's too strong to even fight our immune system with the vaccine? So all those are in the air right now. Studies are still ongoing, and I think for the majority that have received the vaccine, I'm sure they'll have data next year to see what actually transpired. So I think it's still out there. We don't have studies to date that show symptoms or recurrence a year after, because this is the first novel infection that we've had.
What kind of advice that you want to share with people from a medical perspective, or even someone who has gotten the vaccine?
I think we should continue to practice safely by washing our hands, by sanitizing, by maintaining social distance, and by wearing our masks, because this virus is, as we know, spread through air. It's airborne. And when you continue those precautions, you have a better chance of protecting yourself and protecting anybody else, including your loved ones. After that, we really need to understand that the vaccination is the only possible preventive measure that's available to us right now. And therefore, we should aim at trying to accept the vaccine. Unfortunately, we don't have long-term studies, but they will be coming. Since this was an emergency-driven vaccine, that time will tell. But so far, most people have done very well. I also want to caution, even for us who have gotten the vaccines, because I've seen people say, I'm vaccinated, I can do anything. Well, the Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective. So you have a 5% chance of getting the vaccine, getting the virus anyway. The Moderna, they said 91 to 95, same thing. So just because you've gotten the vaccine doesn't mean you should relax and just spread yourself to a point where you could possibly be one of those 5% who gets infected. And also be careful protecting others.
That's all for this edition of Health Chat. For the latest news and coverage on the coronavirus pandemic, visit voanews.com. Check us out at facebook.com/VOA Health Chat, and let's keep the conversation going. Thank you all for joining us, and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Lina Mudu, in Washington, with producer Dan Brown. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and wash your hands more frequently, and strive to make every day a healthy day.